This is VOA News. I'm Lori London. The Israeli military says it has expanded its ground offensive in the Gaza Strip to the densely populated urban refugee camps in the central part of the territory. VOA's Kim Lewis reports.
Israeli forces bombarded Palestinian refugee camps in central Gaza and issued orders telling residents to evacuate the area Tuesday, signs that the military plans to expand its ground offensive into another section of the besieged territory. Gaza's main telecom provider, Paltel, announced another complete interruption of services. The opening of a potential new battle zone threatens to bring new destruction and displacement in a war that Israel has said will last for months. Kim Lewis, VOA News.
The humanitarian crisis in Gaza continues to grow more dire by the day. Over the weekend, the World Health Organization delivered supplies to Al-Shifa Hospital and visited three other hospitals in Gaza. Sean Casey, WHO Emergency Medical Team Coordinator, described the scenes of desperation and despair.
We've seen children, women, young men, old men and women, people bleeding out. At the same time yesterday at Al-Aqsa, I saw a woman who had multiple gunshot wounds.
The UN Human Rights Office said the continued bombardment of Middle Gaza had claimed more than 100 Palestinian lives since Christmas Eve. Mourners gathered in the Iraqi capital carrying the coffin of a fighter they said was killed in U.S. strikes targeting militia sites in the country early Tuesday. U.S. strikes were in retaliation to strikes on a U.S. base that wounded three U.S. soldiers. One of them was injured critically. You're listening to